Brother Hansen from Truth and Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to get right into our study in the book of Jeremiah. And it's been a good book so far, and I hope you've enjoyed it. It's we've been in this book for a long time now, and I hope it's doing some good, and I'm sure it is. It's been a good study, and I think that it's continue to give us a lot of insight. So let's get right into the study of Jeremiah and the 27th chapter. The 27th chapter of Jeremiah, and we are at the first verse. Now, this is where the year was 593 BC, and Nebuchadnezzar had already invaded Judah once and taken many captives. Jeremiah wore a yoke, a wooden frame used to fasten a team of animals to a plow as a symbol of bondage. This was an object lesson telling the people that they must put themselves under Babylon's yoke of or be destroyed. That was their two choices to make, either put themselves under the bondage of Babylon and King Nebuchadnezzar, or stay around and be destroyed. And they were given this these two choices because of their disobedience, and they refused to repent. And this is what happens when you refuse to repent. It takes some harsh lessons, and it takes some harsh punishment. And that's the only thing that does any good, is harsh punishment, because people just don't listen. They don't hear it. They continue to wallow in lies, as they have about this Hamas and so-called Palestinian state and so-called Palestinians and all of this garbage that spouting out that Israel is abusing Hamas. You know, who started this war in the first place? Hamas. Hamas went over the fence in these parachutes, and they killed, murdered, maimed, they burnt babies. I'm telling you, folks, and you have people online and people spouting off that Israel is abusing Hamas as if they, and abusing the Palestinians. You've got to be kidding me. They're the only ones that's feeding them, and Hamas is stealing the food. They're the only ones that's doing any good on there. But these people are snowed. They're just like the people in that God sent Jeremiah to. It was impossible for them to repent because of their wallowing in the lies to the point where they couldn't see the truth. If you wallow in a lie or wallow in a lie long enough, you will never ever see the truth. Did you get that? If you wallow in a lie long enough, you'll never see the truth. And that is 100% true, because if you don't, God will send you strong delusion. And when the strong delusion comes, it's impossible to repent. As God said in the New Testament, I'll send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie. Why? Because they deserve just exactly what they want. And they wanted to be punished by Nebuchadnezzar, because they made their choice. They made their decision that they just wanted strictly to fall under the thumb of Nebuchadnezzar. And if they didn't, they would die of starvation and pestilence and and the sword in Jerusalem. And that was their choices. And they made these choices, unfortunately, to their demise. And let's read. In the beginning of the reign of Zedekiah, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, this word came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, thus says the Lord to me, make for yourselves bonds and yokes and put them on your neck, and send word to the king of Edom, to the king of Moab, to the king of the sons of Ammon, and to the king of Tyre, and to the king of Sidon, by the messengers who come to Jerusalem, to Zedekiah, king of Judah, command them to go to their masters, saying, thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, thus you will say to your masters, I have made the earth, the men, and the beasts, which are on the face of the earth, by my great power, and by my outstretched arm, and I will give it to the one who is pleasing in my sight. Notice here, he made these great beasts of the field and everything. He made them. They didn't evolve. Did you get that? There's no such thing as evolution in the way it's being taught, because God created all the animals. He created mankind, and every seed shall bring forth of its kind. Now that is the law of God, regardless of what you've heard in science books or anywhere, colleges, I don't care where you have been listening to the garbage coming down the pipe. This is the truth. God made it. He created it. He created the beasts of the field. He created man. There was no evolution. Let's get that down into our spirits. It is a lie. And anybody that tries to tell you anything different, tell them they're a liar, because that's exactly what they are. So let's read on. I made it by my outstretched arm. I give it to the one who is pleasing in my sight. Now I have given all these lands into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, my servant. And I have given him also the wild animals of the field to serve him. All the nations shall serve him and his son and his grandson on until the time of his own land comes. Then many nations and great kings will make him their servant. His time's coming, but I'm using him right now. God used the heathen. He used these people that worshipped devils. If you can imagine, God used these people, and to his benefit, he knew exactly what they're going to do. That's where God is very, very highly intelligent and much smarter than we are, and he can use these people because he knows exactly what they're going to do, how they're going to act, what their next step is going to be. And you can bank on it. God knows his business. So just keep that in mind, that God knew exactly what he was doing when he used, and he will use the heathen. So don't think that you're some kind of a great righteous person just because you're an American. It means nothing to God. You know what really pleases God? The only thing that pleases God? Faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. That's what you must remember. It's not, you can't please God with a flag. You can't please God with a passport or a citizenship or anything, or even church membership. If you're a member of the First Church of the Frigidaire or whatever, it doesn't matter, because God will judge according to faith. If you have faith, then you will please him. But without faith, it's impossible to please God. And that's just a matter of fact. So get that down into your thinking, that you cannot please God without faith. Without faith, you can't please Him. And let's continue to read. It will be that the nation or the kingdom which will not serve him, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and which will not put its neck under the yoke of the king of Babylon, I will punish this nation with the sword, with the famine, with the pestilence, declares the Lord, until I have destroyed it by his hand. By his hand. Did you get that? He's going to use Nebuchadnezzar as a correction, like a correctional stick that he can use to get his people back into the fold. So he's going to use Nebuchadnezzar any way possible, and this is what he's doing. And God can do whatever he feels like. So don't think that God can't do it, because he can. He'll do whatever he feels and deems his purpose in the whole situation. So let us continue to read it and get some knowledge here. I have made the earth. Now I have given all the lands to the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, my servant, given him all the wild animals. It will be that nation or the kingdom which he will not serve him, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, which will not put its neck under the yoke of the king of Babylon. I will punish that nation with a sword, famine, and pestilence, and until I have destroyed it by his hand. But as for you, do not listen to your prophets, your diviners, your dreamers, your soothsayers, your sorcerers, or who speak to you, saying you will not serve the king of Babylon. Remember, folks, everybody starts speaking the same thing. Why? Because they'll lose their offerings if they start telling the truth. Usually, if you tell the truth, your offerings will fall off, and you'll be treated exactly like Jeremiah, like all of the rest of the prophets. John the Baptist lost his head, remember? He spoke the truth, and he lost his head. So remember, false prophets are a dime a dozen, and they're 99% of what's going on out there, because they do not want to lose their offerings, their income. As long as they're lying to the people and telling them that everything is all right and all is well and you're going to get your aborted baby back when you get into heaven, you know, then there people will send money to these kind of prophets. But good luck. It's only for a short time. As for you, don't listen. Don't listen to these prophets, the so-called diviners, dreamers, soothsayers, sorcerers. Don't listen to them. You know, it's you will not serve the king of Babylon, because this is the way it's going to be. And those that fall under the Antichrist are if they refuse to serve God, they will fall under the Antichrist and they will serve him. And this is the same basic thing, is what God is saying here. That if you don't serve God, if you forget God, you will serve the Antichrist. There is no two ways about it. You'll die under the Antichrist. And you have a little bit of an opportunity, a little bit of a window spoken here. But if you don't make a decision to serve Christ, to accept him as your Lord and your Savior and your God, then you will fall under the control of the Antichrist system, and you will serve the Antichrist system until it kills you. And that's the way that so many did under Nebuchadnezzar. They served Nebuchadnezzar, and there only a few survived, actually, this 70 years. Some of them came back, like Daniel. He was appointed as one of the great leaders in Babylon because he was such a prophet of God, and he had a divine wisdom within him. And it's kind of like that. I like people going into Babylon and serving the Antichrist. They did not repent, but yet Daniel, he tried to get them to repent. He preached repentance. He even took on these people's sin as his own. And he was a great prophet of God. And God spared him. In the lion's den, he spared the Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. He spared these people because of their faith. Even though they were in Babylon, he spared them. And don't listen to the prophets, diviners, all of these people, because they are going to lead you astray. For they prophesy a lie. They prophesy a lie to you in order to remove you far from your land, and I will drive you out and you will perish. But the nation which will bring its neck under the yoke of the king of Babylon and serve him, I will let them remain in its land, declares the Lord, and they will till it and dwell in it. I spoke words like all of these to Zedekiah, king of Judah, saying, bring your necks under the yoke. Why bring your neck under the yoke? What? Because it's time for a lesson. It's time for a lesson. And if you don't learn the lesson that I'm telling you, then you will die. But it is time for a lesson. You remember when in Paul's day, when Paul said to turn them over to Satan, that in the last day their soul might be saved for the destruction of their flesh? You know, God even used Satan for the destruction of their flesh, that in the last day, that their soul might be saved. I see we're out of time. Well, we'll take this up tomorrow, and hopefully we'll learn a little bit. So stay tuned, and please go to our website, krciradio.com. I uploaded about 50 sermons yesterday and got caught up. I'm sorry it's been hectic, and I have not been able to upload anything here lately because it's just been so busy, and I've had trouble with the transmitter and everything else. So pray for us that everything will, God will give us a hand, and so we'll be able to purchase a new transmitter soon. So go to our website, krciradio.com, and write to us. Shoot us a message, and write to us at KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. Till tomorrow's broadcast, this is Brother Hansen saying, study, show yourself approved to God.